In this bulletin, record-breaking floods in New South Wales. Britain says almost half the country's adults have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. And overseas, spectators to be banned from the Tokyo Olympics. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. Riverbanks have burst, dams are spilling over, roads are cut and residents are on alert for evacuation as New South Wales faces its worst rain event in almost three decades. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has told residents on the Mid-North Coast, the Hunter, the Central Coast, Metropolitan Sydney and the Warringah Dam catchment area to be ready to leave their homes. The State Emergency Service has responded to more than 4,000 call-outs across New South Wales since Thursday. Emergency Services Minister David Elliott is urging people not to drive or walk through floodwaters.
500 flood rescues over the course of this operation so far is just completely unacceptable. That's 500 specialist SES crews that have put their lives at risk because people have not heeded the warnings. And if the trajectory is correct, and if we keep going down this line, we're going to be looking at over 2,000 flood rescues before Wednesday.
Health authorities in New South Wales say vaccine delivery to Sydney and much of regional New South Wales will be delayed as a result of severe flooding. Most locations in the country will have received vaccinations by the end of the weekend, except for parts of New South Wales affected by extreme weather. In a statement, the Department of Health says it is working directly with GPs on the delivery issues and asks for the public's patience and understanding with the unforeseen supply delays. The British government says around half of the country's adults have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The UK is aiming to have every citizen over the age of 18 inoculated by the end of July. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he is optimistic Britain can control its coronavirus crisis.
We are seeing something of a flattening in the number of cases, but they're still coming down. And of course, the vaccine rollout is going incredibly well. So we're on track to meet the commitments we've made to vaccinate the whole population, offer that first jab by the end of July, and to meet the dates set out in the roadmap, but we'll stay vigilant and we'll be cautious and careful in our approach.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a joint effort from the international community to eradicate racism. He describes exclusion suffered by people of African descent, white supremacy, anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim activities, and the recent violence against people of Asian descent who are unjustly blamed for COVID-19 as examples. In a speech to the General Assembly for the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, Mr. Guterres appealed to young people to lead the way in eliminating racism.
Young people's attitudes and behavior will dictate the future shape and look of our societies. Only by understanding and rejecting this deep-rooted phenomenon can we end it. So today I appeal to young people everywhere, as well as leaders and educators, let us teach the world that all people are born equal. Supremacy is an evil lie. Racism kills.
To sport, the International Olympic Committee says spectators from abroad will be barred from the Tokyo Olympics when they open in 4 months. Officials say the risk is too great to admit ticket holders from overseas during a pandemic, an idea strongly opposed by the Japanese public. Japan has attributed about 8,800 deaths to COVID-19. Thomas Bach, the IOC president, says sacrifices will need to be made to have a safe Tokyo Olympics.
There where we have to ask for the understanding there also of everybody for these difficult decisions, respecting this priority of the safety of the Olympic Games.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth is sunny, 36 degrees. Adelaide partly cloudy, 28. Melbourne a shower or two, 25. Hobart partly cloudy, 23. Canberra showers with possible heavy falls, 19 degrees. Wollongong rain with possible heavy falls as well, 22. Sydney similar conditions, 24. Newcastle rain with possible heavy falls, 23. Brisbane showers and 27. Cairns possible shower, 31. Darwin possible shower or storm, 32 degrees. Sonia Lal, SBS News.